Hello, my name's Kimberly, and I'm perhaps what you would call a modern-day feng shui consultant. I can help you turn your home into the most supportive, calm, and peaceful space you can imagine. I'm here to guide and show you how to work with your home to unlock its power and magic. And in that, I'm committed to sharing the secret of this magical practice in a way that everyone can use. Welcome to 2024. And February the 5th, we will see the Feng Shui New Year, called the Year of the Rising Phoenix. With that is going to come some amazing energy, but also quite a bit of tricky energy as well. We may have already started to feel maybe arguments, maybe tension. One of the feelings is that women in the home will be feeling this big calling to do something different, to make a change in their lives or the lives of their family. And what Feng Shui will do is really help you through this period. It will calm the energies down in your home. It will open up opportunities that you could only dream of, just like it did for me. If you are interested in a Feng Shui flow analysis or a map my home or even to work one-to-one with me, then please visit my website, thefengshuiflow.com. Click on the Work With Me tab and you'll see the three options that there are available to work with me. So much love, Kimberly. Hello and welcome back to the Feng Shui Flow podcast. Thank you so much for joining me again on your Friday, wherever you are in the world. Please do share it on your stories and tag me in. I love to see where you are listening to them. I think I keep you company on your dog walks and your car journeys, wherever you are. And I just feel very blessed that you decide to tune into me on your Friday morning. So hello, wherever you are around the world. I just thought I'd give you a bit of an update on a few things that have been happening in my end, and just that it's been amazing. There's been some incredible things that are happening. I have to be very careful with what I say though, because some of the things I have to speak in almost cryptic language without giving too much away. But the great thing is that we've planned our trip back to the UK for our holiday in June, which is amazing. So we'll be catching up with lots of people then. And I've also booked my flights back to the UK for Carfest, which is in August, for August bank holiday. So I will be back in the UK then. We've booked a holiday as well for later on in the year. And then next week, I am going to Byron for a couple of days to have a look at possibly holding a retreat there at a beautiful hotel. We're staying at Elements in Byron. And I just thought the name Elements, I mean, hello, if there is a hotel that a Feng Shui consultant should hold a retreat, it would be called something Feng Shui-y. So Elements just seems like an amazing place. So we're going there for two nights. And I just want to take a look to see what they do. I think they do sunrise yoga, beautiful food. There is a crystal farm where I think you can go and sit in giant amethysts, which is fun and amazing. And I just feel the retreat would just be this amazing space where we can just stop, give ourselves permission to stop and reflect and just think about what it is that we want to bring for the next few months of 2024 and into 2025, because as you know, the Feng Shui New Year doesn't start again until February. So it's almost this sort of last 4 or 5 months of what is left of 2024 and how we can really work on our intentions. We'll do some Feng Shui learning. We'll do some intention setting. We'll look at just lots of different things. We'll look at mindfulness. And I can't wait. So I'm going to have a look around there and then hopefully I'll be able to release some more details soon. I'm thinking it's going to be in October. And then also, I would love to do something in August back in the UK as well. I don't know what that will look like because obviously it is the school holidays, but you know, if you're listening and you have any ideas, then please send them my way, because I will be back and I will be around and free. So I'd love to do something whilst I'm back in the UK, just to bring our amazing Feng Shui family together. That would be incredible. And then the other news is that I've had two dates through from the morning show over here in Australia. So I am looking to go back on the morning show again in May and in July, which is incredible. May, I'm going to be talking about National Family Week. So things that you can do in your home just to bring that relationship together of the families, just to make sure that all of your energies are balanced and the negativity is taken away. So that's that. And then in July, if you're in Australia, you'll know this. If you're from anywhere else in the world, you might find this a bit bonkers, because I did when I first realised this happens. In Australia, we celebrate Christmas in July. So yes, that's right. On the 25th of July, we celebrate Christmas over in Australia. So it gives me another opportunity to sound like a Feng Shui Grinch and tell people to just think about their, you know, their Christmas decorations and reduce the stress. And if you're having people over, how to just make everyone just chill out a little bit. So that's that, which is amazing. And I can't really believe it's happening. The email came through on Friday and I was like, oh, this is very exciting. And luckily, Taylor Swift isn't around anymore. So that makes the whole transportation thing slightly more palatable. It might be less fun on the plane though, less glitter, I feel, less sparkles, but it will be so incredible. And then hopefully when I'm back in June as well, I will be hounding this morning to see if they can have me on again. I've got a meeting with a property company whilst I'm back. Just so many exciting things. It's amazing. And then I'm also working on something in the background on two collaborations. Now, one is hopefully going to come out in the next couple of months, which is amazing. I've been working on the background on that for, gosh, a good sort of 4 or 5 months now. The idea maybe came out about 6 months ago. And then another collaboration with a rather large company back in the UK. And that is all that I can say. I wish I could say more, because I'm just bursting with pride. I have been looking over the documents that we've got ready for it. Upbrand, Andre from Upbrand has helped me with all of them. And I stupidly thought it'd be a good idea to watch their sort of handover whilst I was out and about. Well, of course, I was that person. I was that crazy lady in the coffee shop crying at her computer screen because it just didn't feel real. It didn't feel real. And that, my friend, is what has brought me onto today's topic of imposter syndrome. Now, I think when I first started my business, I didn't really know what the phrase meant. But I do know that I often found myself in situations where I thought, who am I to be doing this? Like, who's Kimberly? Who am I to be able to put myself on Instagram every day, to have Facebook groups, to write articles for some amazing magazines, to write blogs for huge websites, to appear on This Morning numerous times, to now be on the morning show around the world, to be talking with huge companies that are known around the world about what I do. And sometimes I think, oh, it'd actually be really easy to not do this and just go and hide in a hole. And I also did a podcast on Friday, and the lovely Gypsy, she was the real estate agent who randomly turned up at my house, who I helped feng shui a home that was for sale. And she started a podcast all about sort of women's success and, you know, talking about the things that we've learnt and how people seem to look like they fast track through everything, how all of a sudden I did have 100 or 1,000 followers on Instagram and it looked like it happened overnight. And quite frankly, you know, it was quick. But it's amazing, because when you really dig deep into these things, and one of her questions was, have you had any really hard things happen along the way, like any sort of massive hurdles? And I've been so lucky. I haven't had huge hurdles to cross. And I truly believe that that's what Feng Shui has done for me, by having my home completely analysed. All of that energy, all of the tricky energy is, you know, has faded. The right people. And I cannot wait to tell you how, when this second amazing collaboration comes about, because I'm going to say it will, The link as to how this has happened is nothing short of a miracle. But this is the sort of thing that happens. You know, Victoria's come into my life, you know, again, by chance. I used to go to school with her. She set up a business just as I was looking for somebody that I needed help with. And then Anjay from Upbrand, she's the only person that I've ever met that does websites and branding. And it just so happens that the person that works for her has previously done exactly what it is that I needed from them for this sort of presentation. It's really quite remarkable. So I do believe that Feng Shui has opened those pathways, and I feel completely supported in all of the decisions that I make. So yes, I do sit there sometimes before I send an email or before I go and do something and think, oh, this is a bit scary. And so, although I haven't had physical hurdles, I have had that what some people refer to as the chimp on the shoulder saying, you can't do this, you can't do this, nobody's going to listen to you. Who are you to be here doing this? And it's taken a lot of self-development to get to the point where I am now. And you may see me on Instagram, you may see me on TV and think, or listen to this podcast and think, wow, gosh, you know, look at the confidence of Kimberly. I'd love to have that confidence. And in some ways it comes naturally. You know, I hate planning. So I come on these podcasts and just talk, shoot from the hip, quite frankly. And I'm sure today you can, you know, that this is definitely shooting from the hip. But I, you know, even from that, I've just completely lost my train of thought. But yeah, so you listen to these podcasts and you think, gosh, you know, she's got the confidence, she can do it. But it's taken the self-development, and I love to read. Probably goes against all feng shui principles because I read on my phone at night time before I go to bed. So I do have electrical items around my bed because I charge my phone next to my bed. But it works for me. I sleep so, so well now we're over here in Australia, so it doesn't affect me. But I do read every night. At the minute, I'm reading Stephen Bartlett's book, The Diary of the CEO. If you don't listen to him, he's amazing. I'm actually going to see him live in Brisbane in a few months as well. He's incredible. He started from nothing. He started from being homeless and skint, and then went on to Dragon's Den, which is like the Shark Tank in the UK. And now he's a huge, successful investor. And he's something like 30 years old. Like, he's really, really young. His book is amazing. It's all about his lessons in business. The other book I've just started reading is Kirsty Gallagher's How to Be a Goddess, because I quite like, I've got this mixture of feelings between, yes, I want to be an amazing businesswoman, but also I want to do it nicely. I don't want to be an idiot. I don't want to just get followers for the sake of followers. I don't want business connections for the sake of having it. I want to do it because these people, I want to work with these people. I want to have a relationship with these people. So I find myself in a bit of a tangled web sometimes between reading really spiritual stuff and then reading business stuff. And then I sort of have to find this middle ground and go, okay, well, how am I going to do it? And that almost gives me that confidence that I've thought out how it is that I want to turn up. And in my previous life, before I was a teacher, I used to work in human resources, and I used to work at Boots in Nottingham in the UK. Boots is like a huge pharmacy. And working in their HR department, it was amazing because when we used to recruit people, so I was looking after recruitment, and they always used to say the type of person that they wanted was somebody that could do the job and get a team of people with them to go and do it. But the type of person that we want is that they will be able to go back to that same team of people, and that person will be able to get that same team of people to work with them again. They're not going to turn around and go, oh my goodness, I'm never working with that person again because they spoke to me in this way, they were bossy, they were this, that, and the other. And that's always really stayed with me, that yes, you can sort of tell people in a way as a business owner, I pay you for your services, you must want to work with me. But you know what? I want a relationship. I want people to care. I want people to feel when they work with me. And so I've sort of created this amalgamation of all of the jobs that I've ever done before, and created the type of person, I guess it's always within me, the type of person that I wanted to be. But be confident in that, that you don't have to be this complete gut buster of a person to be able to do things. And I remember someone saying to me that, you know, you can be completely spiritual if you want to be, but it doesn't stop you being a badass bitch. And it really resonated with me because sometimes you think of these spiritual people, they're so lovely, they're so beautiful. If you're watching MAFS in Australia, Lucinda, I think her name is. I say I don't watch it, my husband watches it, but Lucinda, she is like the most beautiful spiritual person. She sees the good in everybody, but also she doesn't let people take the mickey. And I think that's what it is. That's the type of person that I try and be. And so that means then when I have this imposter syndrome that who am I to do this? I know that I'm doing it in a way that feels right for me. I am making business decisions that are aligned to me. If my gut tells me not to work with a person or not to work with a business, then I listen to that. And I do feel, again, from having my home feng shuied, it has made it so clear when I listen to my gut, because I haven't got that noise around me. You know, there's none of that busyness around me. I can very clearly listen to my intuition and listen to my thoughts and trust that process that that person is just not right for me. But I don't have to be rude and turn around and say, oh, I would never work with you in a million years. It's like, thank you so much. I wish you all the best. But at the minute, it's not, I know I'm not in a situation to do that. So I feel that knowing who I am as a business person, knowing who I am as a person, and that those two people are the same. The same person, if I go to a meeting, I've got some meetings coming up, that's the same person that is on this podcast, that if you see me in the street, someone bumped into me in Coles the other day, the supermarket, I was like, oh my gosh, you're the feng shui lady. You know, I just want to be that same person. And that makes me feel more confident. The other thing is I remember once learning about the word expert and somebody saying, well, you're the expert. And that made me cringe. It really made me cringe because I was like, oh, I'm definitely not an expert. I'm definitely not an expert. And if you say out loud, I'm an expert in whatever it is that you do, how does it make you feel? And if it makes you shy away, I'd like you to just think about this. You don't have to be the expert in the world. You can just be the expert in the room. So in most rooms, I am the feng shui expert, and I'm quite happy to say that. I'm not the world's best. I don't even know how you would work out who the world's best feng shui consultant is. I'm not the world's most experienced feng shui consultant. I'm not the world's strictest feng shui consultant. But in a room, I am a feng shui expert, and probably what I am the best sort of expert in is creating that bridge between ancient practices and modern day living. That's my little niche. So finding your niche and saying, I'm the expert in the room, and that gives you that confidence. And I will never forget the first time when I was on This Morning. And afterwards, everybody said, oh my gosh, you look so confident and you look so happy to be there. Well, behind the scenes, I was not okay. I think it's quite how you describe it. And I know I've spoken about this before, but I remember just being in the green room downstairs, and I can see these shoes now because, as you know, I record my podcast in my wardrobe. And these shoes they're beautiful, but they've got a teeny tiny little heel. And it meant that when I stood up and I was nervous, my legs were shaking. And so I remember being in the green room barefooted and thinking, gosh, I must look like a feng shui consultant here, all grounded, all barefooted. And actually, it was just because I couldn't stand still in my shoes because my legs were shaking so much. And then I went upstairs into the studio and they said, please, can you stand on these sort of footprints here? Because when we go to the adverts, we will pan to you and say, and up next, we have Kimberly Gallagher, the feng shui expert. And I had to stand on these little stickers. My legs were shaking so much. And I remember seeing and analysing Holly Willoughby when she was on TV, and she holds her hands together quite a lot. I'm guessing to stop her moving her hands, because I'm such a moving of hands, but when I speak, my hands are all over the place. And I remember seeing her do that. So I thought, I'm going to keep my hands like still together. Well, they were sweating, they were shaking, I'd gone all clammy. And then as soon as they sort of panned off, I saw Dermot and Alison Hammond, and they came over and gave me a massive hug. They were so lovely. But I just lost all the spit in my mouth. I had the driest mouth ever. And I thought, oh no, my microphone is literally 3 inches from my mouth. People are going to hear this awful noise coming from my mouth. It's not going to be a good look. So I asked them for some water. And my hands were shaking so much that I couldn't bring the water to my mouth. I had to put the water to the glass. And I'm sure the producers must have seen me on one of the cameras going, oh no, we need to watch this person. This is not good. And then I sat on the sofa and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, like, and the panic, I could just feel it rising. You know, when you feel it rising, and it was about sort of chin level, about to hit into my head and my head to ready to explode. And I just sat there and I thought, stop it. Just stop it. I should have known about the I can do this hand motion. And I just thought to myself, Kimberly, if you want to take this business where you want to take it, you have to be okay with this. Now just get on with it. And that's honestly what I had to, literally what I had to say to myself. And so knowing that I could talk myself around that and be okay in that situation would then open up to more doors. Because again, I'm believing in that, you know, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, all of that. And I want to be on TV more. I love it. I mean, it's obviously the most petrifying thing that you ever do, but I do love it. And I thought, well, if I mess this up, it's never going to happen again. So you just need to put on your acting shoes and just crack on with it. And that's what I did. And then the next time, you learn from it. Everybody has their own things that keeps them calm. So the next time, as you know, I love a queen shoe with a good old solid heel. That stops my legs from shaking. I also had my pockets filled with mints, so that rather than having to take a glass of water, I could put a mint in my mouth. And that would then mean that I actually had some saliva in my mouth so that it didn't sound awful. So I think, I just didn't really see it as having imposter syndrome. I was just questioning, am I this expert? Should I really be in this situation? And we've all done it. We've all stood up at events or maybe gone to click go on the website. I know some of the ladies that did the last Feng Shui course, you know, clicking go and live on that website is really scary because you think, oh my gosh, I'm now putting myself out there. But you are the only one that can do it. And this is why I felt this week sat really nicely from last week. I can do this. You are in charge of what you can and can't do. You might not be in charge of your destiny, of all those things that people say, but at the minute, you are in charge of what you can achieve. And some of that is about daydreaming, which is basically manifesting. You are dreaming of being in that situation. So now this big meeting that's coming up, I can see myself in their offices. I know exactly what I'm going to wear and I know exactly what I'm going to speak to them. And I will practice and practice and practice so that when I go in there, I am the expert. They're the expert of what they do, but I am the Feng Shui expert and I believe in me and I believe in what I do. So they're the things, believe in yourself and believe in what you do, and that will give you the confidence to do it. And what's the worst that can happen? Literally, what's the worst that can happen? You hit go, you send an email, you make a phone call for somebody. The worst that can happen is they say, no, sorry, I can't work with you at the minute. Just like the emails that I send, it doesn't really matter what they think. If they're not going to turn around and say, who do you think you are? No one is ever going to say that. And the best situation is they turn around and go, oh my gosh, we've been looking for this. And I cannot tell you how many times that has happened to me, that I've sent the email and they've gone, just like with Carfest, sending the email to Carfest. And she said, gosh, we've been looking for new people to come and speak, something more diverse than what we've been used to. There's a lot of yoga, there's a lot of mindfulness, but we've never had a Feng Shui consultant. So come on in and join us. So please, my message for today is just believe in yourself and believe in what you do. And you can use your house as well to have those beliefs. So think about the areas of your home. If it's your career, your business, it's the north area of your home. What is it that you want to achieve? And actually, if it is for that, I would have a picture of what it is you want to achieve, and I would print off a picture and have it behind your rising phoenix and have it doubled up. And that is exactly what I'm going to do now. It's just reminded me, I am going to print off the logo of the big company that we're speaking to, and I'm going to put that on my rising phoenix as well. So use your home to help you, but just believe in yourself, because you're the only person that's going to send that email. You're the only person that's going to make the phone call. You're the only person that's going to stand up for what you believe in and who you are. So just as I said to myself, you've got to just crack on with it. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. It's a little bit different, but I just wanted to let you know that I do sometimes question myself, and I know sometimes it looks like I've got everything under control and I know where I'm going. I do know where I'm going. Victoria will tell you I'm definitely not under control, but I know where I'm going and I have belief in that. And that's what makes me do these scary things. So I hope you have the most beautiful Easter weekend wherever you are in the world. And until next week, so much love, Kimberly.